Beyond the Dark on Radio City 96.7 and City Talk 105.9.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's now the paranormal. It's down to Beyond the Dark. Let's say hello to Frank Humphreys from Third Eye Paranormal Investigations. Hello, Frank.
Hiya, Peter.
Right, tell us what Third Eye Paranormal Investigations are first.
Right, well, basically, we're a team in the northwest of England, built up of two skeptics and two believers. We do various paranormal investigations throughout the country, inviting members of the public to investigate with us. One member of the public is a skeptic and the other is a believer. We take them on an investigation and we let them battle it out. We give them a pair of cameras. We give them a camera each. They then conduct their own investigation throughout a supposed or reported paranormal location. So basically, that's what we are. And the team consists of myself, David Ennis, who's also a skeptic, Julie Humphreys, who's my wife, who's a believer, and Anthony Keeling, who is also a believer himself.
I've got to ask you, Frank, why did you get involved with this? How did you get involved with this?
Right, well, going back to 2007, I lost, myself and my wife, we lost a child. And basically, Julie was in a lot of grief, and she wanted to know whether the child was still about, basically in spirit. And there was just nothing that was convincing me that our child was still with us. I did believe that the child had been born, died, and just gone. Hence, we actually went on a paranormal investigation with a team in search of life after death. After the investigation, I said to Julie, there's nothing going on. You know, there's nothing that's convinced me of anything paranormal. Julie then said to me, no, I did feel things and there was stuff that happened. And hence, we decided to build our own team and, you know, trying to prove to each other that, you know, Julie was trying to prove to me that there is such thing as life after death. And I was trying to, we're still doing this today, we're still trying to prove to each other that you know, I'm trying to prove that there isn't no such thing and there's a more rational explanation for what's happening, whereas Julie believes that there is really stuff going on.
How long have you been doing it, Frank?
Sorry, Dave.
How long have you been doing this?
Right, I've been involved for the past 5 years.
And have you found anything about your child yet?
Right, no, right now, basically, that was the start of the paranormal investigation. Now, I'm not in search of my child. What I'm in search of is the truth, Peter, yeah? I'm looking now to show the skeptics and to prove to the believers that, you know, the experience they're having is more to do with the mind as opposed to paranormal being life after death. Whereas, obviously, the believers are trying to prove to the skeptics that there is stuff going on out there.
So you don't believe there's life after death?
I don't, not whatsoever, no.
Do you believe in heaven?
I don't believe in heaven.
Are you religious?
I'm not religious. What I will tell you, Peter Wright, is, by the way, is everything is, this is all based around my own opinion, yeah? I'm not, whatever I say is my opinion. If others want to question my opinion, that's fine. But I'm not saying that ultimately there isn't life after death. I'm not saying anything like that. This is just my own opinion.
But your wife feels something.
Yes, she does. She actually feels that. We've been on investigations across the country with investigation teams as well as our own investigations. And Julie has felt a lot of stuff going on as well as Anthony. These guys, they're really, really hard at it now, trying to prove to us that you know, the experiences that they haven't and the guests have had it all down to spirits of the dead, basically.
Does it frustrate you that you can't see what they're seeing or feel what they're feeling?
No, not at all, because to be honest with you, Peter, I really believe that this is all in your own mind. You know, it's very difficult for a skeptic to prove to a believer that there's no such thing as life after death. But because the believers have had one or two experiences in their life, they put it down to spirits, and they put it down to, I don't know how, you know, to have one episode in your life does not necessarily mean that it is a paranormal episode. Maybe you did see something, maybe, you know, you did feel something, but it's not necessarily down to paranormal. And I'm here to say, and so is Dave, we're here to say to the public, listen, you've got to have a look at this other option.
Frank, why do you think the business is so big around the world now, involved with the paranormal, involved with ghosts, involved with... Why so big?
Let me tell you, right, it's a big industry because I believe that there's a lot of... I will say the word charlatan, yeah? There's a lot of people who... These are vulnerable members of the public, yeah? They're paying anywhere from 15 to 30 to 60 pounds for a one-night investigation. And then sometimes you pay for a weekend up to 200 and 250 pounds for a full investigation. These are people, these are vulnerable people looking for answers to life after death. Don't get me wrong, there is people out there looking for the scare factor and the fun of it. But it's a serious subject, Peter. It's, you know, there's a lot of people out there who have lost loved ones and they're looking for answers. That's why the industry is so big, because there's a lot of money involved in it. Now, Third Eye Paranormal Investigations are not about that. We take members of the public for free. We only take two members of the public. Yeah, our aim is to get to TV because we have a structure that is so unique, better than anything that's ever been to TV, and we have a message to give. It's not about a scare factor paranormal investigation in that way. We are here to prove to each other. We're trying to say there's a more rationable explanation for any events that are occurring, whereas the believers are really falling for the fact that there is life after death, and we ultimately know it, and we're willing to pay hundreds of pounds to go on investigations for weekends or £60 or whatever to go on investigations for the night. And they're really getting fooled by this, yeah?
Have you never been on one that you've sensed anything at all?
I've been on a few investigations, right? I've got some stuff that would make your toes turn up. But, Peter, it's not paranormal.
Well, tell me, make my toes turn up.
Okay, right. For instance, there was an investigation. I don't want to name the location, yeah? But there was an investigation where myself, Dave, Julie, and a friend of ours at the time, yeah? We were walking up a set of stairs. I got to the top of the stairs. I had all the mini camera. And I just turned around and said to Dave, I said, hold on to that gate. And I don't know what it was that made me say that, but Dave held on to the gate and we carried on into this room. A week later, we were just having a look through the tapes. And as we got to the top of the stairs, you actually heard what sounded like a breath. It sounded like this, something like that happened right next to the camera. Now, I know Dave was a couple of feet away from me, and I know that whatever it was, it sounded like the voice of a male as opposed to a female. So, you know, this, when you watch that back, it really makes you jump. But when you really look at it in hindsight, you sort of know that it could have been Dave. It could have been myself, yeah? It could have been just some kind of sound off there, because the gate was a wooden gate. But, you know, it's always stuff like that. It's never nothing concrete, Peter. It's never nothing that will really, really convince us, you know?
Well, if you're not convinced, why carry on?
Because we need these people to start looking for another option as opposed to being ghosts.
So what do you think the other option is?
Well, the other option to me, right, I believe that most of this, the stuff that people are experiencing are from their own mind, really, are from what they actually, their experiences are born out of fear, and, you know, how easy is it to trick the human mind, yeah? It's, you know, you put someone in a dark room, switch the lights off, no matter where they are, say you're going to spend an hour in there looking for ghosts or looking for spirits or expect something to happen. Believe me, Peter, something's going to happen. We're only human, yeah?
I still can't get to the bottom of why you want to prove the whole world wrong, because it's
No,
but hang on. It's such a big industry. Surely they will swallow you up.
Yeah, maybe the industry will not like what we're doing, but in reality, this is the real industry now. This is reality. This is what we're not, there's no fakery involved in what we do. Yeah, we're giving members of the public the chance, yeah, to get involved now, right, for free. Not being charged, no disrespect towards the other paranormal groups. These guys are out there and they are working hard and they're really doing a good service for a lot of vulnerable people and for a lot of people who want excitement, yeah? That we're not against anybody. We're not against mediums. That's not the way we work. Basically, we just want to prove our opinion. We want people to see things from our new perspective. The paranormal's been going around for centuries, just round in one big circle. We have something new. We have some input, and we really want to share this when we get to the TV, as opposed to sharing it with just groups as we go along. Yeah.
Well, from what you said, a couple of points I picked up on. Are you then just after a TV series?
Right. What we're trying to do, right, is we want a TV series in order to get our message across, right, to give another option. Right, you look at any paranormal investigation, well, paranormal show on the TV, yeah? We are an investigation team, right? Our investigations on TV are called investigations. You look at any TV show with regards to the paranormal, yeah? It's not they don't give the skeptics the chance to have their say, okay? We are now bringing the skeptics in, right, from the public to battle it out. Basically, one skeptic will stand, will go through an investigation. At the end of the investigation, they will stand there and say, right, I believe in spirits, or no, I don't believe in spirits. Both of these guests will be proven to each other. The team are there as guidance, yeah? I've been interviewed prior to this interview, Peter, and people seem to be pointing things back at myself or back at David. But remember, this is about the public guests, yeah? We're giving them the chance, yeah? No fakery, not an attach. We give them a camera. We say, go into the location, pick where you want to go, and enjoy yourself, right? We bring a medium along. We have we're actually about to do an investigation, yeah? Which will, if you don't mind me plugging this, Peter, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
That's okay. We're doing an investigation at an undisclosed location, which will be aired on Channel 201, Sky Channel 201, on the 24th of March at 9 p.m. Mm-hmm. Now, the presenter of this investigation is none other than John Pickard, ex-Hollyoaks.
Mm-hmm.
He will also be assisted by the medium, which is Mr. Wayne Isaacs. He's well-known for the Psychic Interactive and the Street Psychic on Sky Channels as well. Now, these guys, this what we're doing is new. It's unique. These guys want to be involved because they see that this is absolutely fantastic. Not just a fantastic idea, it's the way we go about things. They know that this stuff, what we're doing, does work. This investigation that we're doing does work.
But where's the story? If the investigation is that it's not real, surely every episode it's not real, where's the story?
Right, the storyline basically starts with we invite two members of the public to join us on an investigation, one being a believer, the other being a skeptic. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
As the investigation pans out, the investigation team take the guests around the location. Then we give the guests their own chance to go and do their own vigils. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Once the guests have had their investigation, they will then talk about their experiences. And basically, you'll have a female who will have a female believer. She'll be going around the location and she'll be asking for spirit energy to show the skeptics what's going on with regard to paranormal activity, etc. Whereas the skeptic will be going around asking sort of like the skeptic guest will be going around the location asking for the same questions and proving to the viewers that there is a more rational explanation for any events that have occurred.
What's your opinion on Ouija boards?
I don't agree with them whatsoever. I think it's an absolutely ridiculous thing for anybody to even attempt to do this.
But they've been going for centuries.
But they've made no sense, Peter. Really, if you ask me about a Ouija board, I'll tell you a little story about it myself. This is what I think. I've never done anything like that, and I never will. Yeah, I think if you have a really bad night and you argue with all your friends, right? So you had three of your friends round, you had a really massive argument, and then at the end of the argument, you decide to do the Ouija board. And what happens is, I think that bad energy that you've created amongst your friends, yeah, if you do a Ouija board, that energy that you've created then comes out within that Ouija board. And that's where you get the bad stuff. That this is my opinion. You actually get the bad energy that comes from a Ouija board. Now, if you go into a place with your three friends and have a fantastic night and everything's fantastic, and then next thing you know, you're doing a Ouija board, I think the energy that will come from that board will be positive. That's my opinion of a Ouija board, and I just really don't think that's got anything to do with the paranormal whatsoever. The believers will tell me that is a load of nonsense, and they believe that it's totally, you know, down to the paranormal. There is other things going on there. Well, if there is, then we haven't found it yet, and you know.
Frank, have you got a website?
We have, yes, we have a website. It's www.thirdeyeparanormalinvestigations.co.uk. If anyone does look for the website, Peter, when you type in third, it's actually the number 3RD as opposed to the word.
Frank Humphries, thank you for talking to me.
Thanks very much for your time, Peter.
Liverpool's biggest after-hours talk show, Late Night City, with Pete Price on Radio City 96.7 and City Talk 105.9.